Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It begins with repentance. And again, the illustration seems so simple, but in our own families, that if our children repent, we're so eager to respond to that. And then to remember from where we have fallen, it says there. And that means, where did we lose that sense of God's presence and realness and power in our lives? And then restore the things we did at first. That's the discipline side of maintaining that intimacy with God. And that's the practical means of spending time with Him. And what it once was like, what did I do when I first dated my wife when I was so madly in love with her, you know? And redoing, restoring those things again.
Talking with Byron Paulus today, we're talking about the One Cry Movement, a nationwide call for spiritual awakening. You know, we think about our nation, we sort of just, you know, touched on a few things, and it's easy to sort of just get derailed on you know, the concerns, the horizontal, and not focused on the vertical. But I think part of this, we're in such a cynical society, and it seems like doubt is more prevalent than faith. So maybe share the example of Romania just as a way in which, you know, gives us some hope that God could, in fact, there could be changes beyond our comprehension in matter of days or weeks.
Yeah, and I think what takes away some of the cynicism, at least in my heart, is when we do look at history, whether it's the awakenings in our nation or others in the Welsh Revival in 1904 and 05, where they said things were just hopeless and helpless and nothing could happen and God intervened. And I did take a trip to Romania right after the fall of communism. And I'll never forget the driver that was assigned to us was bringing us from Hungary into Romania. And I was just kind of dying to ask him a question because of how dramatic of a shift occurred. I mean, totally changed overnight almost. And I just asked his name was Florian. I said, Florian, did you ever think that Romania would no longer, would ever be a free country again? He said, absolutely not. And I said, what about a month ago when you started hearing what was happening in other countries around you in the former Soviet Union? There was starting to be a little bit of stirring and so forth. I said, did you think then that maybe Romania would someday be free? And he says, never. And I said, what about a week before? And other things were beginning to happen. Did you think? And he says, no, you don't understand. The Securitate, he said, the government, the repression, he said, it was so tight. He said, there was no way I thought it could ever happen. And I said, well, certainly, 24 hours beforehand. And even within your country, you started to see some rumblings of change. And did you think? And he said, no, not even then. I thought it was impossible. Within 24 hours, the total system collapsed and freedom was born. And that was just a reminder to me that nothing is too difficult for God, that we may think it's hopeless, but God is bigger than every system, every government, all the Securitate of the world. And I just think sometimes we lose hope because we lose faith because we don't remember who God is.
And then to focus on hope, is there a scripture that comes to mind all the time when you want to talk about hope? Where do you keep coming back to when you think about God's word and the call to cry up?
Well, there'd be a couple of them, but one would certainly be in Isaiah, I think it's chapter 39. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a banner. And one rendering of that says a raging flood against him. So it's really with the darker it gets as the enemy comes in, that's when God raises up, sheds his light, extends his hand, and I believe gives us his heart if we will seek him. And then just the phrase in Hosea 10:12, it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and reigns righteous. Not if he comes, but it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and reigns righteousness upon us. And I think we give up too early that we need to cry out, not in some 3-year program or plan or initiative, but until he comes and reigns righteousness upon us.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.